and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. CBS News polling shows most Americans are unhappy with President Trump's tariffs. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
There is a widespread and growing belief that the Trump administration is focused too much on tariffs and not enough on lowering prices. 69% say he isn't focused on lowering prices enough. And these factors are weighing on his approval ratings on the economy and inflation, which have gone down, as more Americans prioritize the economy over immigration in their evaluations of the president.
Senator Chuck Schumer is worried about Ukraine's president.
It would just be a moral tragedy to undercut Zelensky, which I believe Trump is headed in that direction.
He was on CNN. At least 9 people were killed when a vehicle plowed into a street festival in Vancouver, Canada.
Everyone is panicking. Everyone is screaming. Nobody knows what to do.
The dead bodies there, so very heartbreaking.
It was terrible to see. I couldn't even imagine that it's actually happening in real life.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. April is Financial Literacy Awareness Month. Here's Terry D.
Many households are still recovering from the economic impact of the pandemic. Creating a spending plan and identifying priorities is a good first step, advises Todd Christensen with the nonprofit MoneyFit Financial. If you are considering buying a car or house or taking a vacation, he notes a budget is about more than dollars and cents.
Whatever it is that motivates you, set a purpose, is number one. Number two is not to start adding income. That's usually where people start, but you've got to prioritize expenses. If you don't prioritize them, you will inevitably have to start eliminating expenses anyway, and you'll go with your emotions rather than with the rational part of your brain.
Christensen sees cash, credit cards, and the popular Buy Now, Pay Later apps as convenient tools that consumers often misuse. It is this convenience that prompts human nature to kick in and encourage overspending. He suggests having 2 checking accounts, one for automatic bill payment, another for fund purchases, and a savings account for long and short-term goals. Christensen supports teaching kids good money management habits before they earn spending cash as teens by mowing lawns, babysitting, or doing chores. If they are not taught how to take care of small amounts of money as early as possible, he cautions, they will be terrible with larger amounts as adults.
That's Terry D. reporting for Public News Service. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
That's a wrap on the NFL Draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the 3-day NFL Draft wrapped up last night. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst added 8 more players to the roster.
Felt really good about our football team coming into this draft. We did some things in free agency, and draft never falls exactly how you think it's going to fall. But and I think we were able to add, particularly these 3 days, really good culture fits.
The NFL says over 600,000 fans attended Thursday through Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was an exciting draft, obviously one that we've never been a part of. I've never been to a draft, but I can't imagine any NFL draft being better than the one we hosted here.
Baseball, the Brewers struggling, losing 6-5 in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy holding a 30-minute team meeting. They've lost 4 in a row.
I obviously didn't play very well these 4 days. Uncharacteristic of us, and you know, we got cleaned up.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered showers around the area today, partly sunny skies and a breezy south to southeast wind. Highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Shower chances tonight, lows in the mid and upper 40s. On Monday, severe weather chances, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 48.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Heavy rain and rising groundwater can turn your basement into a disaster zone overnight. A failing sump pump means water damage and expensive repairs. Don't wait. Tri-City Services installs and services high-quality sump pumps to keep your home dry. Don't risk thousands in water damage. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840.
We're not comfortable.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is running to head up the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Joe Zepecki joins us. Also, Will Westmoreland. His YouTube channel is The Back 40. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Back we are. Music of the Stars, Sarah Vaughan. They were Anderson.
Night, while all the world is still, fly sweet song over the highest hill. Go to my loved one, serenade for me. Sing him my song.
Music of the Stars, Johnny Keating. Thank you. What a band, Johnny Keating and the Leroy Anderson Classic, huh? Nat Cole had a great hit, 1962, on Serenata. Leroy Anderson wrote, I think, the saddest song ever. I'm going to play it for you. Prepare. Glenn Gray. Thank you. That's George Duning and Naked City. Several versions of that great theme song. Well, here's another one. The Music of the Stars. That's the Billy May version. George Chakiris did a version. Here's Sinatra.
Somewhere in the night, there must be someone for me. Somewhere in the night, who knows where somewhere may be. Across the way, or maybe way beyond a distant star. How I wish I knew just where and who you are. Somewhere in a dream, I find her here by my side. Then when I awake, my dream drifts out with the tide. My lonely heart keeps saying to me, no, this doesn't seem right. There must be someone somewhere in the by my side. Then when I awake, my dream drifts out with the tide. My lonely heart keeps saying to me, no, this doesn't seem right. There must somewhere in the night.
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.
Thank you.
been a Screen Gems film presentation. Herbert B. Leonard, executive producer.
Here's George Chakiris, the Billy May version. The music of the star.
Somewhere in the night, chasing shadows around the bend. Somewhere in the night, chasing rainbows that have no end. In the misty light, you are mine and you hold me fast. But dreams have a way of calling it a day. They seldom last. My dreams have passed, but in my lonely flight, I'll keep searching till time is through. Just somewhere in the night, till I find you.
George Chakiris did a whole album on Liberty, The Music of the Stars. Billy May and that great theme. They changed it several times. I think there were three altogether. For Naked City, the Emmy Awarding series. And I've got something here which I think is the saddest song ever. So brace yourself. It's Leroy Anderson and the tune Forgotten Dreams.
south wind be bringing it? Oh, why must my heart keep on singing it? Serenade in the night from the past comes to haunt me when I hear that refrain. Oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of
Vic Damone. Here's Tony. Music of the Stars. This is from Broadway.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time, now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again.
That's from Broadway, All America, 1962, and Vic Damone. Music of the Star.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath the willow tree, counting all the stars
and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again.
Once upon a time.
I was Vegas. She was Crip Suzette. I was Pi. She was lectures. I was movies. But I loved her. She
She was Mozart, I was Basie. She was afternoon tea, I was saloon. She was junior league, I was Dodgers. But I loved her morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if we had known each other more. She was polo, I was racetrack. She was museums, I was TV. She did her best to change me, though she never, never knew quite how. But I loved her almost as much as I do now.
Frances Elber. Phil Harris also had a hit with that. The Music of the Stars. What's wrong with a torch hour in mid-morning? Let's have more, huh? Music of the Stars. Jack Jones.
Remember, why must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear. Why must I always hear? Dio, como ti amo. I still can hear her say, oh God, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? When love has lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms in endless celebrating. But that was long ago, and many loves had I, but only one was real, and that I let slip by. Dio, come on, Dio. Those were the words she said. Oh God, how much I love you. It runs through my head. I know it's much too late, but I go right on praying to have her back again, so she could hear me say, Dio, come ti amo. God, how much I love you.
Domenico Modugno wrote that. The Music of the Stars. WGBW in Green Bay is signing off, but we will be back next week for Green Bay 9 till high noon. But you can pick us up right now on the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. Stars. Shelby Flint. Barry Dvorzon wrote this for her.
I will love you till the day I die. I will love you and I'll tell you why. 'Cause your heart is pure and your dreams are mine.
love you with a love that's true.
Hugo Winterhalter, the music of the stars. Join us on the Civic Media Network.
Along with me, I'm on my way to the stars. Come along, leave your worries where they are, up and beyond the sky, watching the world roll by, sharing a kiss, a sigh, just you. Imagination on a cloud of love. We'll hear the music of night. We can wink at the moon as we hold each other tight. And if we go direction, heaven can't be very far. Dream along with me. I'm on my way to a star. Heaven can't be very far. Dream along with me. I'm on my way to a star.
Como, this theme song. And his closing theme is ours. The music of the stars. Tony Bennett.
The dawn is filled with dreams. So many dreams. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. The wind is filled with songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all the songs? When there's a song for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. That I have searched so many eyes, so many hearts, so many smiles. Which one to choose? Which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of all, so many stars. So many stars. Mm-hmm.
the songs when there's a song for every star. Which one to choose, which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of all so many stars, 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 so many stars.
The music of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us. WISS Oshkosh, Appleton. WGBW Green Bay, you can continue hearing the music of the stars at civicmedia.us. Now we'll take a break for CBS News. A look at weather.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New CBS News polling shows declining support for President Trump among some of the very people who voted for him. Here's CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
His approval rating has slid some among some groups he made gains with in the 2024 election, including independents, young people, and Hispanic people.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says tariffs are helping the U.S. in negotiations with China and other trading partners. He spoke on ABC.
We have a process in place over the next 90 days to negotiate with them. Some of those are moving along very well, especially with the Asian countries.
At least 9 people were killed when a vehicle drove into a Filipino street festival in Vancouver, Canada.
First thing in my head, I was like, gotta text everyone I know that I saw, because like, this is supposed to be a fun event. Like, we're supposed to unite.